Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The Holy Life family there. Thank you, Bahle. She's back with you tomorrow. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. And this is Sunday Live, and I believe that the Father will do you good, bless you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man, and just making sure that all is well and all goes according to plan. Thank you so much. And, of course, thank you for tuning in. We are together up to the hour 7. My name is Ray. And, of course, I want to start with a song that many of you know. Many of you know this song. It's an old song. And we used to play it in those days in the national broadcaster. And we knew that this was absolutely gospel. It's a beautiful song indeed. And of course, it is the music of Howard Hewitt. Call his name, that is the name.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Howard Hewitt there. Call his name. A beautiful song indeed. We trust you are well. The Father is doing you well. Everything is going fine, man. My name is Ray. Hanging out with Jablan Temenik all the way in Bombela. Jabu, my friend, greetings to you, sir.
Greetings, my friend. How are you, my friend?
I'm very well. And how have you been? Hey, today, Nguile Muna in the run, the 10-kilometer run.
In the morning.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
It's one of those things, my friend.
Yeah, it's sport. It's not for the, you know, like for the faint-hearted.
Ga cool.
You need courage, you know.
You need courage. Yeah. I know. I'm a vugabas.
I thought about that.
Says joy. Oh, put low push a trolley. Low put a push trolley says to me, hey, put on. Sorry, man. So, yeah, I have all the time. In this, I shine on Lomo Pass again. I'm cleansing. Oh, Mpo, man. I get manjeling out in Zimbi sometimes. No good to Sagan, man. More to your jump a little AI. Pelaminang says a good AI. Says a good AI. Yeah, hey, that's a very well, Lindsay. Anyway, ngiyabonga Jabu, hambe kahle mosine. Thank you for yesterday, man. Hey, men's dialogue.
Hambe kahle izolo, idili lezolo. Hayi uNkulunkulu. Hayi muhle kakhulu, siyambonga kakhulu. Yazi nami ngibusisekile nje. Ngicela sonto yonke. Hayi.
Amen.
Brethren.
Yeah.
Mabomfundisi umotho.
Yeah.
Nabafundisi abanye omagamu.
Yeah.
Abomfundisi umthembu.
Yeah, kakhulu.
Ngizobafundisa sibanyoni.
UJB.
JB sibanyoni. Siyabonga uNkulunkulu.
Yezwa. Hey, madoda. Nabafanyana abancane bebakhona ke lapha ya.
Yeah. Even nabafana abancane. Yeah,
ngabela
kubuswa indoda eqotho.
Hey.
Indoda ekhaliphile, indoda ehlakaniphile, indoda esabuthixo.
Manje ngiyabheka lapha ku Facebook ngithola ukuthi how close to 400 people are watching.
Amen.
400. Namanje mangathi ubheka laphana uzobona vele 400 yabantu bayibhekile ngithi inkulunkulu yasebenza Jabu uyazi.
Amen. Siyabonga kakhulu. Hayi udumo lwakhe kuye kakhulu, my friend. Hayi, I had a great time. I believe ukuthi nabafowethu they had a great time. Siyabonga kakhulu. Let me greet nje umfundisi umotha namfowethu Sipho nabalaleli bonke ngegama lika Yahushua HaMashiach.
Hallelujah. Ithike ngithi ukubingelela ke futhi uSipho Paulos. Sipho, sawubona.
Sawubona mfundisi, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, ngibuze kuwe ndoda.
Ah, wasibonge baba, sibonga kakhulu mfundisi Lay, asibingelele mfundisi Gavin Dominic, nombaba umotha nabalele emakhaya igameli inkosi. Amen.
Amen. Hey, umakambe kabuza ngawe izo lathi manje ayikushoda uRadebe la ngithi wo. Yeah.
Uzofika
ngelilanga uzofika khijima njengomfana wesikhinde silhlaza lo yawaka khuma lati ntinini Yeah boy. Yeah kodwa I siyabonga welcome Sipho thank you so much man I really appreciate
thank you sir
and then Sinomfundisi Motha Mfundisi Motha greetings to you sir
my brother greetings to you and nakubalalela emakhaya Mfundisi Sipho Mfundisi Jablan Dominic
I trust you are well.
Kwamnandi. Hey, kwaze kwamnandi mfundisi ukuba sibe ndawonye once again.
Hey madoda.
Father for tonight.
Yes, yes. Abukumnandi man.
Looking forward.
Hayi bukumnandi impela, bukumnandi impela. Ngimangazeke nabo JB bebakhona ke lapho ngethe. It was great. Did you enjoy Muruti?
Hey mfundisi, it is such a blessing and honor to be
Yeah,
impunga obaba badala. Besiphekwa kwezolo, siphuma esivuthiwe.
Yeah, uyabona kuhle uma kuyidialogue.
Yeah.
Akuse conference, idialogue.
Idialogue.
Kuyakhulunywa ba. Khona
athole ithuba eMen's Parliament.
Yebo. Kuyaphefumulwa lapha yana. Uyabona.
Yeah, no, it was so awesome mfundisi. We really thank God for what a wonderful day we had yesterday. And and also it was just happy to see you again my friend Bonu Jabu again yeah. After some time
after some time yes you know? Yeah it was exciting mfundisi
and thank God you know it was so wonderful
no thank you so much and this very late afternoon early evening we are touching on a new person ngithembeke ukuthi sihamba sonke ke Sipho
kunjalo
ukuthi yebo ukuthi when we talking about a new person what are we referring to and this mina I will address it as a spiritual resurrection
yeah
which occurs in the life of a person and I will start back from Hezekiah to see in the book of Hezekiah how this resurrection this new person was perceived or described or how the father describes this new person and a new person also means that there's something in them a renewal a spiritual renewal which brings the inner strength which is a renewal by the Holy Spirit that is a new person Mhlambe abanye bathe new person umuntu oqalayo ukuzokhonza nani cha che chi cho chu Ayikho njalo This is a person renewed by the Holy Spirit in his innermost being strengthened and renewed And of course again a new person is someone who has been raised from spiritual death That is why in the first point I spoke about a spiritual resurrection but also a new person is given a new song and many people have been saying but when you say he's given a new song it's cool ingoma ezintshana no cha a new song it means he starts to speak a new language his mind is changed remember language is sourced from thought from the mind And so this person starts to speak a new language. Akasakhuluma inkulumo yakhe leya yakudala. Sekakhuluma inkulumo entsha nabantu abamaziyo bathi hayi lo muntu musha lo.
Shintshile.
Yeah, ushintshile lo muntu uguququkile akasafani nakuqala. Lezi zinto bekayikhuluma akasazikhuluma ukhuluma ezinye. Lendoti hubelinyi hubo lamalanga. Singing a new song, speaking a new language. There's a process of change that has taken place within this person. And we are treating this topic so that we see as to whether we still are afresh. We still are the new persons we are supposed to be. Because sometimes it happens and someone gets back, someone gets, you know, reverts back to the old nature, while still seeing themselves as a believer, going to a born-again church. It happens. And that is where the problem is much of the times. That now everything is sokuba injwayelo. And this fresh newness, this new message every morning, we don't see them. This new ways of the Father, the new development within us, we don't see it. Njalo mangitshela uJabulani ngithi phela ungakhohlwa Jabulani ukuthi yime ngabeka isitina sokuqala la kule sonto ngo-1964. Hawu. U-2024 manje. Usakhuluma nge-60 years ago. Stuck up in 60 years ago. Lo muntu bekangasaguquki from 1964. Bekangasakhulumi kahle nango-1964. Bekangasakhulumi the new language. Beseka khuluma into eyaphela aqedwe ukuyikhuluma ngo-1964 and then wahlala ngaleso scratch. Angazi mabe nawazi ama-album na. Mawa ne-scratch ilo kikhala indawo eyi-1. And when we speak about a new person, we are speaking about a new man. The word says in Psalms 40 verses 3, he has put a new song in my mouth. Praise our Yahuwah. Many will see it and fear, and will trust in the Elohim. It's the nature and the language that a person puts in a person, that the Father puts in a person, and when he speaks, everyone notices. Ukuthi ay bo, ushintshile lo muntu. A new person, according to Ezekiel verses chapter 11 verse 19, says, "This is a promise." Then I will give them one heart and I will put a new spirit within them and take away the stony heart of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh, a new heart. Instead of the stony one, I'll give them a new heart. It's when the spirit of a man is refreshed, renewed. Hallelujah. You awusafani nasekuqaleni. And Christ has said this thing to Nicodemus. He said, do not marvel. Do not marvel. And I underline the word marvel. Do not marvel. Do not marvel when I say to you, you must be born again. Ngiyakubona nje ukuthi uyamangala. Ngiyakubona nje ukuthi hey, uyabalisa enhlizweni. Don't marvel. Don't even imagine things that are not supposed to be imagined. When I say to you, you must be born again. It is someone who is born again. John 3:7 says that. Now, in Ezekiel 37 verses 10, it says, so I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. It's when the Father has raised us from spiritual death. This army is the church. Formerly dead people rising up by the word of the prophecy of the Holy Spirit. They are born again by the Spirit and the blood of the Christ. It's amazing. And it's a new army that is being raised. You and I, for that matter. Mzaya, kuma New Testament, ningixolele ngizaya lapho mzaya. But when you look into Isaiah, chapter 56, verse 5, it says, even to them I will give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than that of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. A new person that is called by an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. You are called by the name of Christ, that shall not be cut off. Yahusha HaMashiach. That's a new person. Isaiah 62 verse 2 says, the Gentiles shall see your righteousness and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name which the mouth of the Elohim will name. You'll start to bear the testimony of the new freshness and the fresh newness. When people start to see the righteousness of the Most High upon you, they are able to sing, Mpela, this is a new man. Angazi kithi ukuthi babonana abantu or babonani or mabesibheka manje babona ini. But with this one, it says they saw the righteousness of the Most High in this new place, in this new people. Isaiah 65 verse 15, you shall leave your name as a curse to my chosen, for the Elohim Yahuwah will slay you and call his servants by another name. It is when the Father has fought for us against the enemy of our souls, and we know who that is, and in that victory has given us a new name. Therefore, the devil cannot label us by the past that we have been known for, because now we are in the Father. We have a new name, and it's not in his register. Actually, he's scared of it. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Right, when we speak about the new man, when you look into Romans chapter 6 verse 4, it says, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in the newness of life. It's when someone walks in the newness of life, and this life is visible in the glory of the Father that has raised Christ from the dead. It's a spiritual resurrection on our part. Jabu, what comes to mind about this?
Thank you very much, my friend. You've really laid a solid foundation, actually, through actually just speaking the word, and we give Yahushua HaMashiach all the glory.
Hallelujah.
So, the new man or the new person. So it means we're talking about not the old us or the old you or the old I, but we're talking about the born again, you know, the born again us. You know, after meeting, who are we now? So that we can be able to, because sometimes we find ourselves like maybe stumbling along the way because of not understanding our identity in Christ or who we are in Christ. So we are new people because of the blood of Jesus that has actually redeemed us, you know. So just on what you said, my friend, I was looking at Galatians chapter 3:26. The word of God says, for in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. So it means if we've believed in the Son of God, then we also become adopted into the sonship. We become also the sons of God through faith. That is the new man that we have become, or the new person that we have become, sons of God. It means I'm no longer the drug addict. I'm no longer the abuser. I'm no longer the violent person. I'm no longer the arrogant person, proud person. I'm no longer all those things that the devil tacked on me before meeting Christ. Now that I've met Christ, I've become a son. I'm a new person. And even as we continue, I believe that we will even
go deeper. Even if you go to verse 29, it says, and if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, as according to the promise. We know all that Abraham is the father of the faith. And therefore, even the blessing was spoken over him, or the prophecy was spoken, that in him nations shall be blessed. So also, it's also becoming the heir, you know, the heir in the kingdom of God. It's becoming like he's in Jalifa. Ribom Jalifa. I remember when I met you, my friend, he used to use the term Ribom Jalifa. So we are heirs, you know. So it means that which belongs to the Father belongs to us. That which belongs to the Son belongs to us because of, you know, like this adoption, because of this salvation, because of this blessing, this grace that we have obtained. That's who we are. We are new. You know, it means we don't have the right to look at ourselves in the eyes of the past. Even the word it says there in the book of Isaiah 43, you shall remember no more the former things. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. That new thing is a new man that the Lord has produced out of us through his Son, Yahushua HaMashiach. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate him for it. If you just joined us, we are talking about a new man. What a new man is even all about. We are touching base on that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Now, let me bring this also again. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17, Sipo, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. There's a semicolon, which means it ends there. And what comes after is an explanation. Old things have passed away, and I underline the word passed. It means old things have died away from this person. And behold, new things have become. New things have become. And that is what the word means about a new person. Okudala kuhambile, okusha nako kuyavela. And lokho kusha ukulunga kwaNkulunkulu, the righteousness of the Most High, Yahweh Elohim. Sipho.
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. What a topic. And we thank God for this opportunity which we speak about something that we are living in the practical part of it. In other words, we're not simply just talking about a new man, but we are made new in Christ. In
yes.
other words, it's not simply just a lesson, but we are in this. And we thank God with it, all these things, it was possible through Yeshua HaMashiach. Because when somebody is a new man, as you have read the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, but everything is possible through Christ. In other words, there is no church, there is no Mfundisi, there is no other anything except Christ Jesus, who is called Yeshua Mashiach. In other words, the possibility of somebody being a new man is only through Yeshua Mashiach. That one you should make it plain from this, so that umabi kumuntati has made a son to have a sin, so one at his son to kukula ba. Atimutele son to said it, you know a son to have a so kukula. It is through possible Yeshua Mashiach. And second, from this, a new man embraces the likeness of God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. Uti, and clothe yourself with a new self, created according to the likeness of God in a true righteousness and holiness. Otherwise, this new man, you see now a new self. What I amazing, I mean, from the community, is created according to the likeness of God. Otherwise, we resemble our true Father. The one who has created us for this. No. You have missed the point. I'm created now in the likeness of my God. In other words, new man means I've got all the attributes and all the characters. I look things in the perspective of God. I forgive like God. I love unconditionally like my God. In other words, it's possible to be a new man. And it's also possible to become like your Father, the likeness of God in us. And that thing is born through the likeness of God, through the holiness that is given unto us. And secondly, from this, go Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, verse 14. It is possible also ukuthi umuntu abe sidale sisha ngelu Jesu. Okwesibili bese siyafunda ukuthi uba nokulunga kaNkuluNkulu noma ufana noNkuluNkulu. But what I love ngalokwesithathu ukuthi siba nalo umfundisi ukuthi verse 12 angimfunde la ngoba it's amazing ukuthi you put your heart le ukhulume ngayo umfundisi.
Yes.
UNkulunkulu ayifakayo entsha. Ngoba le nhliziyo lomfundisi ifakwa nguNkulunkulu, ayifakwa ngabanye abantu.
Yeah.
Ifakwa nguNkulunkulu nezwi lakhe. Uthi lana Colossians chapter 3 verse 12. As God's chosen one, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion. What a new man. Kindness. What a new man. Humility. A kind of a new man. Meekness. And patient. Verse 13. Uthi bearing with one another, and if one has complained about one another, forgive each other. And the Lord has forgiven you, so that you must be forgiven. Above all, close yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. These are the qualities that when you see somebody when they say, Jengani Mfundisi, when 1998 balalele, you know, stress lies pong on kosa ngalini as a past care, but the physicality is a stress. But what has changed is the inner man.
Yeah,
it is the attribute, it is the likeness of God in my heart. And when I this transmission ends again through Yeshua HaMashiach, now I now build myself with compassion. But I'm from this ganga caving, I'm cashel and catabon lasher, but I've got this kindness. I'm Sana Loguti, Kote, Kotai, and I Kote, Kashel. I've got this humility. The Wooden Food is even Alan Tobe or give it. Meek, you know, to be meek is not to be weak, but patience, but beggars, the Labantu, open no time, call it. This human, we see a behavior that was not there but put by God because he made likeness of God.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate Sipho. Now, I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about this newness, a new person. What do we mean when we say you're a new person in Christ?
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Right, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And you and I, the best of friends, man. And we are talking about a new person. What do we mean when you say you're a new man in Christ? When you say you're a new person in Christ? What does it mean? This newness in Christ, what is it even all about? We're talking about that. Mfundisi Mota, let me bring this to you, Mayahi. Now, when we touch on the issue of newness, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 15 says, having abolished his flesh, the enmity, that is, the law of commandments entailing ordinances, so as to create in himself a new man from the two, thus making peace. A new man is someone that has been removed from the curses of sinfulness that the law stands against, and is brought into a reconciliation with the Father, and Christ, who is the Word, which is the law. Now, he's no longer at odds with the law. The law now is written in his heart, not above his head now. What say you, Mruti?
Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Siyabonga kakhulu. Indeed, a new man is a person that has been created by Christ himself. And you only receive that noma iqalekiso lezo ziyasuka awukhona ukuyisusela wena. But it is Christ himself who does that. He did that ngomsebenzi of the cross so that we can be reconciled with the Father. And unikeze impilo yakhe wadela konke so that we can be able to claim back indawo yethu kuNkulunkulu. And yes. a person cannot do it on his own to become a new man or a new person. But it is through him, Mfundisi. And when we speak of a new man, sikhuluma ngomuntu ke manje osozalwe ngabo futhi ngamanye amagama, as the word says, that he has abolished the words of the law and he has created in himself. That is very much important. We need to keep that in mind in our heart, because a new man is created by Christ and is created by him in himself. So therefore, ingako uzobonakala ukulunga kwakhe. Earlier we spoke about ukuthi ngabe yini ebonakalayo kithi. Does our life ibonisa uChrist in us? That is a question, because a new person, it is a person that impilo yakhe ibonakalise uChrist to such an extent that abantu bangaze bathi sifuna ukufana naye, because he looks like a father or he walks like a father. In other words, umuntu omusha isidalwa esisha, or a new person.
Yes.
It is somebody, it is kaNkulunkulu in Ephesians 2. It says, and you who were dead, or he has made you alive.
Yeah.
Who were dead through our trespasses and sin. In other words, and now you've been given a new life. And how does the new life comes? It comes by accepting Jesus Christ, accepting Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, as our Lord and Savior. In other words, our life now becomes, is our center of our lives in everything that we do. And when a person, ubonakala kanjani kumuntu ukuthi now this is a new person, it is somebody that does not walk anymore according to the standards of this world, according to the cause of this world. In other words, makubonakala umehluko ukuthi there is a new man that has been created in the likeness of the Father, in the image of the Father. And that can only be seen through inkosi yethu Jesu. Earlier, Mfundisi, you read in the book of Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19, where it says that I will give them a new heart. In other words, I will take away the stony heart, the heart that is so hardened, increase your ekunile. I will give them the flesh heart. A flesh heart is a heart that is obedient to the word of God, the heart that is so sensitive to the word of God, that is able to even to respond to the word of God. And that cannot be a man's work, but only the Father that can be able to do that, can be able to give us that heart. That's why the word of God says that blessed is the man who do not walks according to the counsels of the ungodly. Kusho ukuthi umuntu omusha ubonakala izinangendlela ahamba ngayo nangendlela aphila ngayo, kubonakale ukuthi it does not do or conform anymore to the standard of the world. There is a transformation that has taken place. Kungamanye amagama, kunoguquko olwenzekile kulo muntu. It is not something that one only claims by the word of mouth, but it is something that we see ngokuphila kwakhe, ngokuba that person says uChrist ngiye ngabhabhatiswa ngokufa kwakhe, but through his resurrection I have received now a new life. So therefore, I cannot walk and do as I please anymore. But in everything that I do in pleasing the Father. Utavite utmai pala in the book of Psalms, chapter 51, verse 10, it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. In other words, a person or a new person, it is somebody, law on enthizio and enthizio a clean that has been purified by the Father himself. And logo ogwenza ukuthi umuntu aguquke, because you can never be a new person if you have not repented. Mm. In other words, when you repent, ulahla indlela zakudala nezinto ezimbi eziphambene nezikaNkulunkulu ebengizenza. In other words, I do not do them no more. Uma ngabe kuthiwa bengibhema, bengiphuza, anything that is ungodly, kufanele ukuthi noma ngabe kuthiwa bebangazi ngikwenza lokho, but when they come to me, bathi konje lona sowushintshile, is a new person, because I have distanced and denounced all the works of the darkness, but now I walk in the light because I have been brought into the light. In other words, umuntu omusha is somebody that has been redeemed from darkness and brought in the light and walks according to the light, and the light is Christ himself.
Hmm, absolutely. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends. We are together. Send us a WhatsApp. Tell us, what does it mean to be a new person in Christ?
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyo luntu lonke.
All right, and let me bring this to you again, Gesipho. This issue of a new man, what it is even all about. I'm looking at the word, and I trust that this will do so. You also will look at the word and be blessed. Now, here is a new man, according to Ephesians 4:24. And that you put on a new man, which was created according to Yahuwah, in true righteousness and holiness. A new man is a person who has been created in true righteousness and holiness, not just church going. Sipo.
But it's amazing, Uguti, when a person surrenders his or her life into Christ, that is Yeshua Mashiach, number one, pure man, given power to be called a child of God. At the same time, the transformation of the new inner self. In other words, they say, Guba, now this likeness of God. And definitely, you are made holy through the creating command, to be holy as I am holy.
Mm.
In other words, it is true what God says to us we are. Remember, you don't need to go somewhere. This is one line. That's what it becomes.
Mm.
That is why we are definitely need to be holy or continue to be holy, because God has already created that holiness in us.
Mm.
And the old thing, the old man has passed, a new somebody has come in. Verse 6, earlier on, verse 6, we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be destroyed, and we might no longer be enslaved to sin.
Mm.
In other words, the new man is no longer enslaved to sin.
Yeah.
In other words, there are no stringy attachment that always force us to go to sin. But we are delivered from the bondage of curses, bondage of sin, anything, even our spiritual curses, even the generational curses. In other words, what we made loose through the precious blood of the Lamb of God that took all our sins and all our iniquities away. In other words, this new man, it is possible only through Yeshua HaMashiach. It is through, him alone that we have been freed from the bondage of the old self. In other words, we have been crucified with him so that the old man becomes dead and we are raised with him. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. Uti, there's a new knowledge that we always embrace. uma sesikujesu ingqondo ayisaqabangi nje ngaseqaleni
ya
ubuthi mina mani ngikhule ngiganga balalela ngangitshontsha ngangabashayeli abalalela ngithi ekhaya kwakunekhalpoklama toy igcwele yonke ihlobo yethoy ongayicabanga kodwa ekhaya bangaze bangithengele songayibuza ukuthi bengiwathathaphi asingayi lapho Colossians chapter 3 verse 10 uthi I have clothed yourself with a new self which is being renewed in the knowledge. Now our knowledge is being renewed. I'm sabambelelanga kumabhungalo kokhadebo makhulukulu shiya. I'm a partaker of God's divine nature. I put a new knowledge now. I'm has God. In other words, saying yes, but you feel a warm, you feel even when you're going to go Christ. So no loss, but I mean, you feel a warm, I've got a new knowledge. Why? It is because I'm a new man born to Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Send us your WhatsApps 082-657-2729. Tell us what it means to be a new man in Christ. What does it mean to you personally? What have you learned about this over the years? Being a new man, what does it entail? Siyabonga kakhulu MP Mhlongo siyabonga Given Mokgetsi, thank you so much Given. Debbie, thank you so much and Clive, thank you very much. We really 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 appreciate that you basically are speaking with regards to this. Now send us your WhatsApp. What does it mean being a new person in Christ? According to the word, what does it mean? Now, let me bring this to you, Jabu. Now, when we speak of a new man, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 10, it says, and have put in a new man, and what is this new man? Is someone who has been renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, according to the image of the Elohim who created Yahusha, which means the Christ, according to the image of the Father who created the Christ. Our knowledge is renewed when we speak of a new man, according to Colossians 3:10. Jabu.
Yeah, thank you very much, my friend. So indeed, also that's the implication of being like a new person, when also our minds have been renewed, and also it's goes deeper to say, now you have the mind of Christ. So it means that even we no longer think the way we used to think. We no longer even then speak also the way we used to speak. If we were swearing or cursing, we no longer speak like that because of this new man that you've become, this new person that you've become. Also the mind that you have received, which is the mind of the Son of God, Christ himself. So that is very important to note, you know, my friend. And also, like you spoke when you were laying the foundation about also being free from the curse of the law. That's also really so true, that we're no longer cursed, we are blessed. You know. So in the very book of Ephesians 1:3, it says, blessed be the God of, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
Yes.
As ever you grew up, being told that you are cursed. Sometimes you cannot be told that you are cursed, but, you know, like people in their hearts can speak curses over you, and you grow up carrying all those burdens and those yokes and heavy loads, you know, only to find out that it's difficult in life. You can't progress. You know, other people are just, you know, like doing it in life. They are graduating, and then they are also getting in insurance, buying cars, buying easy into, you know, getting, you know, doing all these good things. But on your side, it's like you are stuck because of the cases that you have heard for over the years that were spoken from hearts of people, you know, used by the devil. So, but once you meet Yahusha HaMashiach, he changes you to be a new person. He breaks the curse. He removes the curse. So it means even you are no longer supposed to look at yourself in that view that I am cursed, you know. But you must look at yourself in this view that I'm a new person. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places, in the heavenly places, you know.
Yeah.
So this is how we should view ourselves. And also, just to sum it up, in Galatians 4:38, but what does the scripture say? Cast out the slave woman and her son. For the son of the slave woman shall not inherit with the son of the free woman. I wish we had more time to elaborate more, but let me just shoot straight. So we cannot expect, you know, like, to experience the goodness of the Lord. Meanwhile, we still look at ourselves the way before we met him. So in other words, we still, like, are looking at ourselves as failures. We're looking at ourselves as cursed people. We're looking at ourselves as people who will amount to nothing, because that was said to you. Umama kumekaskele. And then she told you, you'll amount to nothing.
Mm.
So you still also carry that and look at yourself in that way. You can, you know, like the son of the slave woman cannot also, you know, inherit together with the son, actually, together with the son of like, this is speaking about, actually, Ishmael and Isaac. These cannot inherit together. There is the chosen son and the son of the slave woman. So we must cut out, you know, like the son of the slave woman. In other words, you know, let us be clothed with Christ. Let us be clothed with the newness of the spirit of Yahweh Elohim, so that we can experience this new person.
Yeah.
And these cases go, and also not be bound by the law, but be freed by the law.
Mm.
And then we will see this new person manifesting and also living according to the blessings and the promises and also the law of Yahweh Elohim. Thank you, my friend.
Mm. Thank you so much. You can send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Thank you, Lengi, for that. We will play those. Thank you so much. Continue to send them. It's 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. A new man, what a new man is even all about.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Now, according to Colossians chapter 12 and 13, it says we've been buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of Yahuwah, who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespass and the uncircumcision of your flesh, have made alive together. He has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. A new man is someone who is raised with Christ in the forgiveness of all sins, which means there are no sins that this man is holding on to. They're forgiven, wiped away, no longer part of him. Akathi makaphaka mathi nami ngicela ukufakazi nami bengenza so bathi ulabufakazi kusukile konke lokho. You're a new person. Mfundisi Smart, what say you there?
Yeah, absolutely, Mfundisi wami. A new person is somebody also owamukele the forgiveness of, because kokuqala funa ukuthi uyamukele that forgiveness, because the Father is, the word says that he has forgiven us all our trespasses.
Yes.
In other words, you accept that and you let go of it.
Yeah.
You let go of the former things. You let go of the former conduct. You don't glorify sin anymore.
Mm.
But you see yourself as a new creation. You see yourself ufakwe entandweni kaNkulunkulu usuphila ngendlela ehlukile. In other words, when you speak today, you are speaking the word of life. Ukuthi, I am standing, it is because of his grace. I am forgiven because of his grace. And impilo yakho, it demonstrates and resurrects around and centers Christ himself. In other words, as somebody that is having the heart, yokuthi ngixolelwe, somebody that believes, because it also comes mfundisi through faith, ngoba uma ngabe ungenako ukukholwa nokwamukela izwi kaNkulunkulu, lezi zikaNkulunkulu ukukholwa kuvela ngokuzwa, and ngokuzwa izinto kaNkulunkulu and believing in that and accepting the faith, and therefore you start to delight in the laws of the Lord. I was born as a punishment, but was born a kuyinto enhle, which gives you the light and the direction ukuthi as I am a child of God, because you have been given a new name and you are called by the most high name, the name of Yehoshua Mashiach, his son himself. Therefore, you understand ukuthi when the Father looks at me now, it does not look at me through my own conduct, but it looks at me through the blood of Christ, and which has cleansed me from all unrighteousness, and who has purified me. In other words, it is not by my own conduct. It is not because I'm doing good, but it is because of the work that Christ did on the cross for us. Therefore, as a new person, it is somebody that has devoted themselves and have surrendered their life completely unto the Father without any distraction. Angabe kube khona izinto zasemuva ezisambopha nezisamdonsela emuva, but is no longer distracted. In other words, his mind and soul and spirit, they are all aligned and they are in line and standing right with the Father. And that can only be possible when one has surrendered everything. You know, when you speak of surrender, mbundi sila poso ulahlela gonke, uzilahlela, uzidela wena uqobo. Then the Father creates in you a new heart, and the heart that will be able to be obedient to his word, the heart that will be tender so that his word can be written in your heart. To Apostle Paul, uthi mina ngisabhalwanga nge-inki yezandla, but ngincwadi ebhalwe ekaKristu, enguKristu uqobo, ebhalwe enhliziyweni zenu, not in the tablets of the stone, but on the tablets of the heart. In other words, the tender heart that has accepted the word of God, and when it accepted the word of God, and through the Holy Spirit who works in us, who transforms us daily, because a new person is not working about a new person at that time, but in each and every time, in each and every morning, in each and every day, I am a new person in Christ. And through so, the Holy Spirit is able to work within us, is able to transform us more completely and align us and make us to be like him, because we find this fools, Obaba wethu, find this fools, uNkulunkulu wethu. So in everything that we do, we are aligned, even in our action, in our conduct, even with the way we speak. Kuzwakale ukuthi lona ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu ngendlela okhuluma ngayo, because you have been given a new tongue and a new language of how do you speak to other people. How do you address other people? How do you conduct yourself even when you are alone? Because you know that you're having the Holy Spirit, who is the one that is guiding you, but you don't need to be guided. But you know, ukuthi impilo yakho has been shepherded by the Holy Spirit himself, by God himself. In other words, in everything that I do, engqondweni yami nasemoyeni wami, fanele ngizibuze ukuthi does this glorify the Father? Does this glorify God? In other words, sengitholwe igama elisha. In the book of Romans, uthi nani eningathandiwe, namhlanje sengibizwa ngokuthi ngithandiwe. We are the beloved children of the Most High God. So therefore, a new man only comes into existence in Mfundisi through the work of the Holy Spirit, who transforms us ngaso sonke isikhathi, usuku nosuku, uhlale enathi. And we delight in the law of the Lord, and day and night we meditate upon it, so that atu Davide ngifeze inkosi ukuba ngigcine izwi lakho, so that I do not sin.
Ngiyakuzwa. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. What is the new man even all about? Thank you, Mfundisi Motha.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you
to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.